Around the world, the story of a small Pacific Island state challenging plans for a large Czech coal-fired plant has been making headlines. Now, Czech environmental groups are also opposing the plant on the grounds that people living nearby will continue to suffer from harmful pollution far into the future. Chris Johnstone reports.
Environment groups Greenpeace and the Ecological Legal Service held a press conference on Monday to stress what is at stake for tens of thousands of Czechs in the northwest of the country if power giant CEZ is cleared to proceed with plans for a massive new power plant. They say the focus on Micronesia's call for the climate change impact of the new plant at Prunerov in raising sea levels to be taken account of have overshadowed the local damage. Greenpeace Czech Republic's Jan Rovensky.
CEZ wants to enlarge the power plant and prolong its operation for another 25 years, which is a quarter of a century. And this particular plant is not only the biggest source of Czech greenhouse gases, but it's also the biggest source of traditional emissions like sulfur dioxide and the nitrogenous oxides, which are harmful to the people and for the nature.
Peter Pakosta, deputy mayor of the small town of Hora Svata Katerini, cited 25 kilometres downwind of the planned power plant, says that CEZ's plans for a new plant mean continued exposure to cancer-causing pollution. The local environment groups say CEZ is pushing through plans for a more polluting and less efficient power plant in order to save money, although they should, by law, be using the best available technology. They point out that the planned Prunerov plant would have an efficiency rating of 38%, while another new plant being constructed by CEZ is a whole 4.5 percentage points more efficient. Use of better technology would cut carbon dioxide emissions by 500,000 tons a year, with major reductions in other pollutants.
I think we can say it in one sentence that CEZ wants to save his money on expense of local people and the climate protection. And it's really strange that he's saying it will be very, very expensive, but he's not very detailed.
The Environment Legal Service has launched a legal challenge calling for CEZ to come clean with figures on how much more it would have to pay for a state-of-the-art plant. Meanwhile, both local opponents of CEZ's plans for Prunerov and those some 6,000 kilometres away in the Pacific are waiting for a crucial decision from the Czech Ministry of Environment on whether the construction plans should be approved. Greenpeace's Jan Rovensky reckons state-controlled CEZ has been taken by surprise by the strength of the opposition.
CEZ is the strongest, most powerful company in the whole Central Europe, and they used to bulldoze anything which they want. So I think this case is some kind of surprise for them, because one particular state agency was enough brave to fight back, to face them.
The ministry's verdict is expected within the next 2 weeks.
Thank you for this report.